The Pope's visit to the U.S. later this month is energizing the American Catholic community. That's especially true among Latinos, who see the Argentinian-born Pope as one of their own. The Pew Research Center says a third of the U.S. Catholic Church is Hispanic, and that's growing. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Latinos represent both the future and a new challenge to the church.
In San Bernardino, California, on a recent weekday night, nearly 50 Hispanic Catholics are planning their travel to Philadelphia to see Pope Francis. The trip is still a few weeks away, but they can barely contain their excitement.
It is a big opportunity for people like my age to start getting involved in church because a lot of younger adults are starting to lose faith.
He is opening the doors for everyone, the community, gay and the divorced people.
I mean, he's all about love and mercy, and he is from Argentina. So it's like a connection, you know, with the Latinos and all the Spanish-speaking people.
That was Estela Torres, Arcelia Topete, and Philip Garcia. Their enthusiasm over the Pope's visit coincides with an important development in the American Catholic Church, and you can see it in parishes across the country, especially in the South and Southwest. Hispanics are remaking the church. At St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Oakland, one of the oldest churches in the Diocese of Oakland, hundreds of people fill the pews for a Spanish Mass at 8:30 Sunday morning. Monsignor Antonio Valdivia grew up near this church as a boy. He recalls when the parishioners were primarily Irish. Now he's 78 years old and semi-retired. He says he sees firsthand the demographic shift here and nearly everywhere else in the diocese.
I go and say the English Mass on Saturday nights in the city. First of all, it's practically empty, and most of them are senior citizens. And then I say the Spanish Mass, be it Saturday night or Sunday morning, they're filled to bursting, and more so you see complete families, grandparents, parents, and kids.
There is evidence that Latinos are making the church younger, too. According to data compiled by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Hispanics constitute nearly 60% of all Catholics under the age of 18. Latinos are also shifting the geographic center of American Catholicism from the Northeast and Midwest to the South and the West, says Gregory Smith of the Pew Research Center.
So this has real repercussions for the institutional church in terms of, you know, trying to find a match between where the resources are, where the parishes are, where the priests are, where the schools are, and where the people are. These things are all related.
Take, for example, the shortage of priests in the church, and especially Latino priests. There are more than 40,000 priests in the U.S., but only about 3,000 or 7% are Hispanic. Monsignor Valdivia says he hopes the Pope's visit will provide a boost to the Latino ministry, especially in the area of pastoral training.
Priests of the future in seminary training will have to be highly ethnically aware. And I would say for the next 20 years, he better know Spanish. He may not want to, pero la carga hace caminar el burro.
Valdivia recites an old saying in Spanish, the load forces the burro to move. In other words, Latinos may very well force the church to change. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.